Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Text 0868-104-106. Christopher Duffy was referenced on the air yesterday morning and people were applauding him. And, you know, many of the protesters that were on with me were saying that Christopher Duffy was one of the most prominent figures involved in the protests. He joins me by phone. Christopher, good morning.
Hello, how are you getting on?
I'm good. And thanks for taking some time out where the Taoiseach has called the actions sinister and despicable, and Micheál Martin calls it an act of national sabotage. Strong words indeed. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, disgraceful to speak about peaceful, law-abiding taxpayers in such a way and really throwing fuel on the fire. And when they come out with statements like that, what they actually do is they get the public sparks up and, you know, it's not helpful for them. And they know that all it takes is a phone call to schedule a meeting with the spokespersons of this protest that has really gathered speed like a snowball around the country. Everyone is doing their own thing. Everyone is hurting. And the government have to realise that the people that are on the roads are not represented by organisations that have these relationships with government, that they never achieve anything. And to say that the government will only speak to the registered and...
The IRHA, the Hauler Association, they'll talk to them, but not you
they'll
guys.
Talk to them. Well, I'm sitting here on O'Connell Street surrounded by trucks. So if the truckers of Ireland were happy with the representation they were getting by the Road Hauliers Association,
they wouldn't be there.
The trucks wouldn't be parked lying in the capital city's street.
Are you aware that forecourts are running dry now and rationing fuel? Those that have it are putting limits of €50 and others have run out. Was that the intention?
I don't know what the intention really was, to be honest with you. And as I say...
did you anticipate with the convoys and the blockades and the protests that this could potentially happen?
Anything could potentially happen. When you have people in absolute desperation that are sitting in trucks, looking out through a windscreen and they don't know where they're going to be in a month's time. People have put their lives, you know, people have put everything into their businesses. Whether it's a trucker, it's a bus company. We have a heap of buses parked up here on O'Connell Street. And a bus company said to me, it doesn't matter. He said, I can leave these buses here for a month because we can't afford to run them. We won't be putting them out next Monday to collect children.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Trucks now and Arctics and big hauliers like that, it's a bit like an airplane. If it's sitting on the runway, you're losing money. So all of the people who are protesting every day are losing money, right?
Yeah, they are, and the trucks that's running the roads are losing money. So what's the difference?
So tell me this. What are your thoughts now on the army's intervention, say, for instance, at the likes of Whitegate, which processes and distributes 40% of the country's oil? Is it going to get nasty?
I feel very sorry for the army and the defence forces because it's putting them in a horrible situation. Like, they didn't train and didn't go into the army to have to move off their neighbours and friends and the people who feed them and the people who transport their goods. But I know that the peaceful protesters will treat the defence forces and the army, I'm sure, as respectfully as they've treated the Gardaí.
Well, let me just ask you, if they're asked to move away by the Gardaí with the backup of the army, will they?
You'd have to ask each and every single one of them.
Okay, so there's no coordinated plan in that regard as to how to deal with what's going to happen today.
Well, you're on about Whitegate and Cork, are you?
Yeah. Well, there, or, you know, it could be Foynes in Limerick, for instance, as an example, or wherever else it's processed.
I suppose you'd need to get a reporter down there and ask them, because this is an organic protest, okay?
Yeah.
This is, and it's gaining traction. And I suppose it took a turn yesterday when the Taoiseach came out and spoke to the Irish people. And at that stage, the Irish people said, I'll give you an example.
Did that make it worse?
Yes, I'll give you an example. A company with 100 trucks who said they said at the start they wouldn't get involved because they were nervous of maybe losing some of their work over it. After seeing what the Taoiseach had said, straight away said they were sending 10 trucks to Dublin the next day. That's, you know, you cannot, the Taoiseach cannot come out and talk so badly and talk about the working people like that and expect there to be no repercussions.
But this is the long haul then. One of the truckers this morning was quoted as saying, regardless of what happens today or tomorrow, this will go on even into next week for as long as it takes. Yeah?
This all could end within the next 20 minutes. No problem. From the peaceful protesters and assembly started on Tuesday, the request always was for a meeting. Because there is people going into Leinster House and the government are coming out on the radio and television saying that the people that they are meeting are representing the people protesting. If that was the case, the people wouldn't be protesting. So the government, all they have to do is make contact. This was all sorted out yesterday with the Gardaí on O'Connell Street. They went back to Leinster House. The letters was already sent in, the emails, everything was done above board. And we've been ignored.
Well, why don't you stay with convoys then and just leave the terminals alone? So at least there would be some kind of distribution of fuel around the country. Kevin McCamparlin there from Fuels Ireland was talking about this is hurting people, getting kids to school, people to work, deliveries to shops, keeping ambulances on the road.
That's comical because as far as I was aware, the kids was off school for Easter.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? They won't be next week.
No. He did. So McCamparlin came on and said that we were stopping kids from getting to school, did he? We'll have to get him now to set that record straight.
Well, but potentially, yes, or anyone that needs to go to work or go and do about their business. A woman yesterday, for instance, who needed to get down to a nursing home to visit her mother, who was in a nursing home. You know, I think another person got a chemo appointment that they missed because of a blockade. Those kind of things. I mean, maybe there could be an issue where you will lose the room on this one, that the public sentiment will turn against you, do you think?
No, I don't think so. No, it's actually going the other way. So we've no fear of that at all.
Okay. All right. Okay. Appreciate you taking the call. Thank you, Christopher. Much obliged to you. Do stay in touch. Christopher Duffy, he's an agricultural contractor. He's one of the prominent figures involved in the protest nationally right from the beginning. Your thoughts, text 0868 104 106. Back after these.